Welcome, everybody, to the PlayStation 5, a central podcast. We give you all the news, the reviews, and the PlayStation 5 and its upcoming games. Today is one of those special episodes that we look forward to every year. It's time for the draft. Our most anticipated games of 2024. Who won last year? It was that bastard Viacath who had a clear way. I didn't say how are you. I said you won.
I was just talking about my performance. I did well.
He ended up having Zelda, which propelled him with 32 points. And he had Street Fighter, which also got a 92 Metacritic. That got him to 23. So already big numbers there. Jordan, you came second. You had Spider-Man 2, Diablo. Yeah, I think what hurt you is you picked Redfall, which was minus 11, and then you picked Silksong, which obviously didn't come out. So that hurt you.
That will hurt, yes.
And I was never in the running. I'd lost the plot, basically. but we're going to start it off this year with Jordan. He's going to kick us off with number one, which is a very privileged position. Viacath had it last year, and he was able to knock off Zelda. Jordan, what are you going to go for first?
Well, before I do make the prediction, just to give some context to this, I feel like in the past few years it's been pretty easy to say what the clear number one game was going to be.
Yes.
And we were talking before, every year we've done this fantasy draft, Zelda Tears of the Kingdom has been eligible to be picked because it had been announced and it was ready to go. So this is actually the first time we're doing a draft where that's not going to be picked. And I reckon Zelda was probably picked extremely early too each time we did it, especially last year. So my first pick, I have decided. I'm just going to wait for Dan to start our draft because I can see that he hasn't done that on
yet. While Dan starts the draft, why don't we go through our team names?
Oh, of course. That's a fantastic idea. So representing me this year is going to be Infinity Jord.
Oh, very nice. Very nice with Jordan Blazinski at the helm. Blazinski, isn't Cliff Blazinski head of it? Well, former head of it.
No.
Wait, wasn't he? Or am I just kidding?
I don't think we talk about him
anymore. He's Gears of War.
Oh, he was Gears of War.
Yeah.
Wait, then who am I thinking of? Cliffy B, right?
No, it wasn't Cliffy B. He's never a con. Vin Sampala.
Sampala. Sorry, I get confused with him.
Anyways, Vic, who are you?
I am Microsoft, which I got some help from Jordan, which is funny because we're a PlayStation podcast, but I have high hopes for Microsoft this year. I really want them to do well this year, and I really want Microsoft to be a powerhouse, the big head-to-head, not through Games Pass, just through some good games.
So are we going to see that reflected in your choices this year, Vic? Well, I'm expecting to see Hellblade 2.
Maybe. Who knows?
Expecting to see Avowed.
Yeah.
Can I be honest? I reckon Hellblade has been picked every year as well, and it's still not out.
Yeah.
Who's going to bite the bullet and get another zero? someone eventually will. So this year we're going to have one counter pick as well, which you're betting against a game.
Yeah, which we did have 2022 season, but we didn't have last season.
And Dan, what's your studio name?
I'm Dan Steady Game Studios because Rocksteady are about to release one of the games of the year. It's called Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League.
Yeah, I can't wait to make it my counter pick.
Hey, we'll have to. They've lifted the NDA, so we'll have to talk about our experience with the alpha maybe next week.
Yeah.
Well,
it's counter pick material.
The stupid critics aren't going to, so I can't really pick it here. But if we're going off
the stupid critics.
If we're going off real gamers like me.
Yeah, it'll be a 60. What do you reckon, Dan? Real gamers?
I reckon it'd be lucky to get 60. Nah, it wasn't that bad.
Nah, I'd say it's a solid 7.
No, what do you honestly think it'll end up being, the critic score?
It's Metacritic?
Yeah.
I reckon between 68 and 73.
I was going to say bad. 68.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I played it.
Yeah, I think 68.
Gotham Knights, Metacritic score, 67.
Yeah. Thinking
you
it'll
think
be about
it's
that?
Gonna be just as bad as that.
I think the story Rocksteady. Will be phenomenal. I think the story will be really good, but the gameplay and everything else around it is going to be horrible. Every single time you see a head of studio leave mid-development.
Yeah, okay, that doesn't help. Yeah.
It's never a good sign.
Well, both of them left.
Yeah, both of them. Jamie Walker, Sefton Hill. Did I tell you guys that I swear on my life, on my honeymoon, I saw Sefton Hill in Bali. I swear I saw Sefton Hill in Bali. I don't think I ever told you this, guys. Me and Shiv were at a restaurant, and it was like, it's a pretty fancy restaurant. Like, you know, the type where you sort of get, you know, minimum $100 steak type restaurant, right? We're on a honeymoon with Splurge. And it's you know, very like lavish. It's got this outdoor, like, you know, really good vibe, right? So it's pretty upper class. You can see someone of his caliber going there. And I the guy was a spitting image of Sefton Hill on the table opposite me with, I'm assuming, was his wife. And I was going to go up to him and ask him, did you create the Batman Arkham games? But I decided honeymoon was probably a little more important than.
That's funny. When I went to America, I saw, walking down the street, I saw Phil Spencer.
Did you actually?
Dead set. Just getting a coffee. It was hilarious. I'm going, look, and my girlfriend's like, who the fuck is that? No idea.
While we're sharing, when I was on my trip, I don't remember if I shared this story. I was waiting to fly out of Vegas on the red eye to New York. And I came out of the bathroom and I'm going to sit down and someone was just taking a photo of someone. I was like, oh, I don't know who that is. And then they walked past me and I was like, I've seen that long hair before. And it was Steve Aoki. And I'm like, oh, wow, that's Steve Aoki. And I go sit down next to Brianna. I think that was Steve Aoki. And she's like, oh, wow, that's weird. Anyways, that happened. And then as we're getting ready to get on, who else walks past? Our wrestling fans out there will appreciate this. It was RVD, Mr. Monday Night himself, just hopping on the plane as well. What a star-studded plane. You've got RVD, Steve Aoki.
Sure both of them have been in games. So it's not too far of a stretch, Jordan.
Yeah, you're probably right. There you go.
Have you guys seen the compilation of Steve Aoki throwing cake at fans?
Yes, I've seen the one where someone's on their shoulders and he flips it and just gets straight in the face.
But the compilation is he nails everyone in the face. He's so accurate with his arm. Steve he could have been a cricketer in another life.
Steve Aoki, most known for Dragon Ball Z Xenoverse 2 as the composer for that game.
The composer, there you go.
And RVD, most well known for his 25 WWE games. All right.
Yeah.
Jordan's up first, Infinity Jord.
All right. I waxed poetic about this before. So my number one pick I'm going with this week. So for the first pick in the Fantasy Critic 2024 draft goes to Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
Good pick.
Bloody bastard.
If this was 5 years ago, you would laugh if someone said that. But Square Enix have been on such a roll with Remake, with 16, maybe not with Strangers in Paradise or whatever that one was, that little side project they did. But I do have some belief that this one is going to be a heavy hitter. And I'm drafting it now as my number one pick. I've actually got Remake ready to go on my console to start playing in anticipation for this. I don't know exactly when I'm going to get to it. Isn't this really soon as well, now that I think about it?
It is coming out on the 22nd. Not the 20. Is it 22nd of Feb? Somewhere late is Feb.
Yeah, so it's actually very soon. The 29th of Feb. 29th. So it's actually extremely soon. I would have thought if this was going to get delayed, we would have heard rumblings about it already because we're already just outside of a month away. So I don't think it's getting delayed. I think it's going to hit. I can't guarantee that it's going to be, you know, 90, which is what you're expecting with your first pick, but I think it has a pretty good chance of it considering how well received the first one was, the first part of Seven.
Of all the games this year, that's got to be the best pick you can start off with, I would say.
I think so, especially because, which was my strategy last year, numbers on the board. There's no way it's getting delayed out of this year. It's going to get me points, and that's what I need.
It's a guaranteed 15, 16 points either way.
Yeah, yeah. With the possibility of getting me more, which getting is exactly what I'm after.
That's exactly right. Now, and the rules again are...
So in the past, we haven't done DLC, but I can see that we've got DLC.
Yeah, we have DLC this year, yeah.
So we're including DLC. So in terms of the rules for the scoring, Dan, is that what you mean?
Yeah, the scoring.
Yep. So in terms of when we draft a game now, when the game comes out, based on the Metacritic score, we'll get given a certain number of points. The number of points a game gets over 70, or between 70 and 90 means we'll get, so if we got 85, for example, we get 15. So every point over 70, you get one. And then when it hits 90, I believe every point over 90, you get double that. Uh-huh. Yeah. So if you got 92, for example, you get 20 and then plus 4. So you'd get 24.
Yeah, he got 96 on Zelda, so that was 32, which was huge.
What a game.
Huge points.
Yeah.
Huge All points. Right.
And then a game below 70 means you lose that number of points.
Oh,
so
yes.
I think last year or the year before, I had Babylon's Fall, and that got like 40. So I lost like 30-something points.
Oh, what a game.
You won't make that mistake again.
Definitely not.
Hopefully not.
Yeah. So those are rules.
Beautiful. And I have included DLCs and remakes this year, but not remasters. You can't pick a remaster and you can't pick a port. So Last of Us Part 2 is not in contention. Otherwise, we'd all go for it. Okay. I am going to draft. I'm tossing up between two games and I'm going to draft Persona 3. I think it's got the best chance. The weebs. Nah, I actually want to play it myself too, to be fair.
It's guaranteed. Persona 3 is so guaranteed. Well reviewed.
Yeah. It's guaranteed. Persona 3, Persona series is just so beloved. It's like Final Fantasy. Everyone adores it. So
exactly.
Can you believe I've never played one? Not good.
I can believe it. I can believe it.
Yeah, it's a gray area in my catalog.
It's definitely a type. I tried it thinking I'd be able to do it, and yeah, I got like 10 hours in and I got it, but not for me.
But we're all anime fans, and we're all RPG so fans. You're not an anime fan?
No, not really, no.
Okay.
I've tried. Like I tried to watch Dragon Ball, because I never really watched it as a kid, and it didn't connect with me, but I read it though, like I read it all.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. That's mine, Persona 3 Reload.
Good pick.
A great pick, Dan.
Vikarth's up. And I believe you get two, Vike, if it's...
Oh, the Snake Order, mate. The Snake Order.
Is it the Snake Order? We'll find out after you first.
Once again, I think the tactic is play it safe. You know it's being released. That the way we've been playing it, like we've been playing this for 3 years now. We know how important with each year, we just know increasingly how important it is to have a solid release date. That's arguably better than picking a game that could do really well that you just
this
might get.
This is probably the
zero.
Toughest year for that. There's not many solid concrete dates.
No, I feel like we know very little. There's a lot of unknowns, and there's a lot of unknown unknowns. You know how sometimes there's known unknowns? Like we know that this team's got a project coming. At the moment, there's lots of – we have no idea what Sucker Punch are doing. Well, I think they're doing – that's a bad example. We think they're doing Ghost 2. But like what's Sony Ben doing? We have no idea.
A known unknown is like Call of Duty. You could probably bet that that's coming this year. But no, it's not released. No one knows what it is besides the leaks. So, for example, like Wonder Woman, what's stopping it from being shown at Summer Games Fest and then released in November? Absolutely nothing.
Good point.
It's been seven years. That's true. That's the risk you got to take. So, Vikarth, what have you gone with?
So I have gone with Like a Dragon.
Infinite Wealth.
So,
okay.
I think once again, you're guaranteed at least an 80. I think
at least. And like a Dragon games have scored really well.
Yeah, they've scored well in the past, and I think it's a pretty good pick. So, no, I think I've got the next pick.
You do, because they're doing snake order draft.
Yeah, it is snake. So my next one will be Dragon's Dogma 2. A lot of hype. A lot of hype with this game. So I think it's going to be, it's looking to be really good and improve on everything that obviously the first Dragon's Dogma did, which came out years ago. Did it come with the original Xbox? Is that how old the original Dragon's Dogma is?
So, no, it was 360 era.
PS3.
Yeah, so it skipped the PS4 generation completely. There may have been like a port. I'm pretty sure it skipped the generation completely.
And look, Capcom have, they've just been doing so well recently. So I can see this being really good.
Who's got shares in Capcom? It's a good time.
It's a good time to have shares in that.
Yeah, they're going right up. Now, Dragon's Dogma 2 could be a big sleeper hit of this year. It could be in contention.
Agreed.
For sure, from what they've shown off. A lot of hype, a lot of creativity at display. I can see why it's one of your most anticipated games. All right, Vike, what's so you've done?
No, it's you.
I've done two. Dan Steady.
So it's my turn. Okay. Guys, have you heard of this little game? Black Myth Wukong.
Yeah. Oh, I have heard of it.
It's a good one.
This could be game of the year. Mm. Game of the year potential.
Why did you sound like Slade Wilson from Green Arrow? Could be game of the year.
I'm in an interesting position where you two both get two and I'm always going to get the one, but that's all right.
I think I had that last year.
You get them more frequently than us, though.
Yeah, you just feel like the lonely child, but no. Black Myth, everything they've shown looks phenomenal, but we've never seen a gameplay, you know, we've never seen like an hour of footage just straight. It's always curated.
There is 20 minutes of gameplay out there.
Yeah, but
it's
very curated.
Yeah.
So I want to see it a couple hours worth.
Raw. Yeah.
And then I'll be sold, but I'm still very excited. Hopefully it doesn't get delayed. There's always that. Could get pushed. Hopefully if it does get pushed to the end of the year, not the next year.
I think in the age of these sort of, what do you call them, Soulsborne-like games, they're just doing really well at the moment, aren't they? So, and this game's been worked on for years. I remember this game really went viral at the first Summer Games Fest, one of the Summer Game Fests.
Yeah, it went fully viral. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm excited to see what this team does. You know, Chinese game studio, which, you know, I think, well, like Genshin, like, so there are a few that are coming out. So it's really good and interesting to see what's coming out in the East and other countries. So
Black Myth is basically the marketing and the player sentiment is basically the opposite of what it is for Suicide Squad.
Wholeheartedly agree.
There's no purple orbs to shoot here in Black Myth. You know, there's actual enemies. You don't have to shoot a purple orb.
Mate, no one complained about the Division gameplay. This is way better than the Division gameplay, Suicide Squad.
Okay, this is definitely a discussion for another week.
All right, yeah.
This is a discussion for another week.
Okay,
because
Jordan,
I have such a counter to that.
Jordan,
you're right. And all I'll say is, actually, no, I won't even say it. So my pick, this might be the first time this has happened, but I think we're going to get three picks in a row, which are pretty much the same genre. So, are pretty close to being the same. And when I mean genre, I mean like even like subgenre, because my next pick is going to be, oh, actually, I don't know. No, I'll commit to one. So I'm committing to one so I can give myself a little bit of extra thinking time. So the next pick I'm going to take is, with the next pick in the Fantasy Critic 2024 draft, Rise of the Ronin.
Yeah, good one.
This is from the same team that brought us Neo and Neo 2, which I would probably say is the earliest example we got of a Soulsborne light, or like a Soulsborne imitation. I can't think of too many others. Neo 1 in particular, I can't think of too many others that beat it there. There was maybe the original Lords of the Fallen, but I'm pretty sure this was the first one. And they both scored really well. Both Neo and Neo 2 hit between 85 and 88, I think, on Metacritic across its multiple versions and SKUs and everything like that. So that's a pretty good score. I would say that they've learned quite a lot since then, and it looked like, from what we've seen, it looks pretty good. has got that thing going for it, which we said before. It's got a definitive release date, 22nd of March. So I don't think it's going to get pushed out of this year. So that's why I'm rolling with this one. My next
Ninja Gaiden, Nioh, Dead or Alive, they know their stuff. They know how to make really good, action-packed, fun, intense games. So,
yeah, I'm just saying that.
Also, we did miss Prince of, because we didn't do this earlier, we missed, obviously, Prince of Persia.
I know. I looked for it, and I saw that it was ineligible.
Yeah, because that got, I think it got an 88 Metacritic, came out the other day.
Yeah, I'm pumped for that. That was great.
Yeah, it does look good.
I've drafted Rise of the Ronin. Now, my next pick is giving, I'm going to commit to it, even though I sounded pretty non-committal before. And the reason is from a rumor that was started today.
Oh,
and that is that the Elden Ring Shadow of the Erdtree DLC announcement is coming.
Jordan.
And it's, I think this year, this game was already 2022. So we're almost already 2 years removed from Elden Ring. I think it's time. Armored Core is out. Mm. This is the next thing they're going to be working on, or they have been working on, and this will come out. We've got a full calendar year for it to be announced and come out. I'm committing to it. So my next game I'm drafting, but the next pick, I'm going with Elden Ring Shadow of the Erdtree.
I was hoping this would fall through the cracks and come down to me because I was ready to pick this. I think they work in parallel. I do think Armored Core and Shadow of the Erdtree were worked in parallel.
Oh,
and
they have to be. Yeah, they have to be.
And I just think their output is insane. The way they make such quality games so quickly, like they're probably one
and
of the
so
few,
large.
Yeah, exactly. And they're probably one of the few studios I actually would believe the release date. Like they have such a quick output. They stick to it. And I can completely see Shadow of the Erdtree coming out this year. I think it's very likely. And it's a guaranteed 85-90 in my opinion.
Yeah,
like
agreed.
With the scores Elden Ring, I think this would be an easy 90 plus. It's just that punt of is it coming out this year, but I think it's a very good guess to say it's coming out this year.
Cheers, mate.
Yeah, mate.
Now, I'm going to take it before you two get to it. Tekken 8.
Damn it! That was my next.
Tekken 8. Now, I've already played it and it's brilliant. So I already know I'm thinking 88 or higher from what I've played and the previews, and I froth on Tekken. So I have to support them and pop them on the list. Tekken 8, easy pick for me, 3.
Well done.
So
that's a great pick.
Interesting to bring up. I was going to pick this. This was one that I was actually going to pick this time around because I saw that it was still high up on the draft board and I did a little bit of research. And I would have thought that the other game scored higher, but they actually only scored in like the low 80s. So I was like, oh, I don't reckon that's a bit too early, but I hope it gets you all the points in the world, mate.
No, look, yeah, you're right. It's never been a Metacritic darling like Street Fighter, but this one.
But you are right. This one
is a renaissance of fighters.
Yeah.
And it's all coming together at the right time. So we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm not saying that it's not going to score. I was just saying the reason I didn't is because the previous ones did. But, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You are right.
Vikarth, 2 picks. Bit of freedom here. What are you going for?
I don't know, I've got a bit of freedom, but it's tough. It's very tough to know what to pick.
You go with your gut. I'm going with my gut this year. Guts over glory.
That's what you got to do, right? Yeah, you got to go guts over glory. So my first one's I think it's just safe. And I'm full. The reason why I'm saying it's safe is because it's Nintendo, and that is Princess Peach Showtime. I think that is going to be a safe pick. It's coming out in March. So yeah, I do think that it'll do pretty well. Nintendo always, I mean, not just the Nintendo effect, but they you know, there's a reason why their games are so, you know, well polished and well reviewed. People love them.
People love Princess Peach. Maybe too much.
Okay, my next one, Metaphor Re Fantasio.
Of course, so, can't wait. What is that?
A fantastic pick. Fantastic pick.
So these are the guys, the creators of Persona, and it's basically, you know how it's a creative studio, what do they call creative department? They normally make games like high school based games. So Metaphor re Fantasio is I think I don't know what the exact setting is, but it's
look
not,
at the trailer. It's talk about yeah, hype you, for a game. This, yeah. this could be another game of the year contender.
It's going to be exciting. I think it's medieval Europe, so it's a fantasy setting. Huge, so that's going to be exciting.
Huge scope to it. It's been worked on for years. I want to play it just from the trailer. All right, my next pick is going to be Don't Hate the Player, Hate the Game, Microsoft Flight Simulator 2024.
Damn. Oh, yeah, that's such a good one.
Yeah.
Easy points, baby. Rack them in.
That is easy points. That yeah. is rack them in, baby.
The previous iteration has like a 90, so that's such a good pick.
They're all high scorers. All yeah. high scorers. Yeah. Bring them in, boys. Microsoft Flight Simulator 2024.
The only thing is it going to come out this year? I think it will.
Well,
but.
That's
well, it is numbered to be 2024.
That's what I mean.
It's
that's
called true. 2024. And again, yeah. that doesn't mean it's safe. Doesn't mean it's safe. But it's you would think they'd be very confident.
Well, it's built off the last one, so
yeah,
everything's. It's not like they're starting from scratch.
You know, no,
that's an easy. That's an easy 85. Probably an easy 90.
Thanks, guys.
Happy to give it to you, mate.
No worries.
You know what's crazy? We're only, what, 3 picks in each? I think you guys are on your 4th. I'm on to my 3rd. And already it's like, ooh.
Yeah, I know.
It's already, like, getting quite challenging to think of what you were going to take. I do have one of my picks sorted, so I can talk to you about one of them, which I think would have gone under the cracks for a little while, but I couldn't guarantee it, so that's why I'm taking it now. Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons remake.
Good one. Oh, very good one.
Feeling my list.
The original was an 85. We say this, it does happen. How can the original, and barring some horrendous performance issues, the remake is not usually worse and doesn't score worse than the original. It definitely can. But it's not normally, and you would probability speaking, you'd think it's going to either get the same or better. So that's why I'm taking it. Isn't this the same team who did? Is this Haze Light?
Yeah.
They've clearly learned so much since then. I'm assuming that there's going to be like some minor updates to make the process even smoother and to make the game even better, not break the game or change the game too much in any way, but just to sort of streamline it a little bit, make it a bit more updated. So that's why I'm rolling with that.
Mini games, the addition of more mini games.
And this is, we're now at the stage where I'm like, first, what do I take now? Do I do it for 4 years in a row? Maybe I will. Maybe just for laughs. Or maybe I'll just do it for laughs. Okay, so my next one for absolute laughs, because it's got to come out this year. I think I said that.
I know what you're going to say.
3 years ago.
Got to come out this year. Hollow Knight Silk Song's got to come out now, right?
No, I think it actually will come out this year.
Yeah, it should. It should.
It's brilliant. Got him, man.
All right, Hollow Knight Silk
Song. And Venom's going to be in it.
I'll stall for you guys and talk about this next pick. So, as we know, Nintendo is a beloved franchise. Sorry, Mario is a beloved franchise. And Paper Mario is probably the Nintendo fans' most hyped game of this year. Barring a Zelda Ocarina of Time remake that's been thrown around, a couple other remakes that have been thrown around, this remake is definitely, and it's already confirmed, there's a trailer, it looks brilliant. Even I, and not a big Mario guy, want to play it. So Paper Mario, I'll be picking that. I think, again, very safe bet for points-wise. I believe it'll come out this year. They're pretty good with dates. Mm-hmm. So it looks pretty polished already. Yeah.
No, I'm with you there. I'm with you there. That's a good pick.
And also, I think there's going to be a Switch 2, not a Switch 2, but like a new upgraded Switch coming this year.
I hope they call it the Super Switch or like the Super Nintendo Switch.
That would be cool.
Yeah, that's my hope.
Yeah, so Paper Mario, the 1,000-year door, it's called. Look up the trailer. Very impressive trailer. And so much excitement from the fans. So you can't imagine them dropping the ball with this one.
I agree.
With you.
All right. And now we move on to Vikarth. Two picks.
So I am going to pick Mario versus Donkey Kong Remake. Once again, similar to Dan, Nintendo. Now,
well, anything getting a remake is beloved.
Yeah.
For the most part.
And this game is coming out in Feb. So it's somewhat guaranteed to come out. So I'm going to pick that.
The original was from 2004, Game Boy Advance. I actually played it. It was one of my first ever games I played on the Game Boy Advance when I got it. And it had an 81 Metascore at the time.
It'll do well. So that is one pick. Now my second pick, I don't know whether I should fire on this or whether it's too early to fire on it.
Isn't this the worst feeling? Because you're like, I want it, but I don't want to
pull the trigger too early. You want to wait until we get rid of a few more.
I think I might. I think I might pick it. And that's Grand Blue Fantasy Relink.
Good one.
So pretty solid.
Another anime style, RPG.
Yeah, exactly right. So Platinum and Psy Games, I don't have faith in Platinum, but Psy Games I somewhat do, you know. So we'll see how they go.
What's the official title? Is it Relink?
Yep. Well, no, it's called Grand Blue Fantasy, Relink.
Yeah. The player sentiment is pretty solid on that.
Yeah.
Danny boy, the pipes
what's he up to? What's he gonna calling. Choose?
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling. For people not, because you guys are all listening, we have a list of most hype games in front of us at all times. So as we're picking them, the list is getting shorter. And at the top here is Hellblade 2. None of us are going for it because we don't want to pull the trigger too early on it because it's not guaranteed to come out this year. Same with Star Wars Outlaws. Hype factor's big for that one.
The crazy thing is with Hellblade, Hollow Knight has no date. Hellblade, I'm pretty sure, does have a date now or has a year, and I have more confidence that Hollow Knight's going to come out this year than Hellblade.
That's funny.
You're not wrong.
So everyone knows around here that I'm a big Alan Wake fan. See where I'm going with this?
Good pick, Dan. Good pick.
They've got a DLC coming out in spring called Night Springs. If we're going off the masterpiece of a game they put together last year, then the DLC's going to match that, hopefully. I haven't looked too much into this DLC, how long it is, what sort of DLC it is.
I didn't even know there was a DLC.
I don't know. I have no idea what it is, completely no idea, but I've just got faith in them because of everything they've done has been brilliant. The Alan Wake DLC in the original game was fantastic. So if it's anything to go off, then this is going to be a surefire hit. So Alan Wake 2 Night Springs.
And they're definitely on a roll at the moment anyway with how extremely well-received Alan Wake 2 has been. So I reckon that's a fantastic pick.
Thank you, sir.
No worries. All right, so that brings it back around to me. Now, been doing some maneuvering while we've been talking. I'm really big on the DLC that we've got available to us this year because we haven't had that in the past. And so I am going to take another DLC, and that DLC is the Final Fantasy XIV Dawn Trail DLC.
Ah, okay.
So Final Fantasy XIV is one of those reclamation projects that Square Enix had where it sort of came out and I don't want to say it was in a shambles, but it wasn't what fans wanted. So they went away, fixed it, and now it's beloved. There are some serious, serious Final Fantasy XIV players out there. And from a brief research, the DLC for Final Fantasy XIV has all gone pretty well. So that's why I'm feeling confident with that one. The next one.
That's actually another a very one good pick, quietly.
Yeah, I thought so. Thank you. The next one I'm taking is a little bit of a punt because it, again, only has a year. The last one I took had it was summer 2024. This one just has a year, but But the way Xbox has been working, I think they're really going to push to try and get this out. And judging by the way Redfall happened, they're not going to want to let this happen again. And they're going to try and find a balancing act between getting this out and making sure it's good so that we don't have a Redfall happen again. And so that's why I'm going with Avowed from Obsidian Entertainment.
Good one.
This is the studio who originally worked on Fallout New Vegas and then were bought out by Microsoft and then went to make, I think they made Outer Worlds and then went to Microsoft, if I'm right.
Outer Worlds because that was on PlayStation and then they made Grounded once they were on Microsoft from memory, which was that little game where you're like the size of an ant and you sort of have to survive. But
I did not know about this game.
Yeah, it looks really fun and I wish I had played it, but
you're backing Avowed. I can't believe
Outer Worlds
that.
Is a phenomenal
Yeah, I'm backing
game.
It. I'm backing it. My main reason I'm backing this is because if I remember correctly, Obsidian have a history with games like this as well. Not just with that. I'm pretty sure they did Pillars of Eternity they've done, which is not exactly the same, but sort of in the same thing. They did have Pentiment come out as well last year, which hit. That was a lot of people really liked Pentiment. Going back even further, so they do have history with games like this, which is why I'm confident that they can hit this. They worked on The Stick of Truth, which I know was a while ago, but it's still something to keep in mind. But yeah, I'm confident with this one. I'm confident with Avowed. I don't think it's going to get me 20 points or anything, but I think it's going to get me at least 12.
Yeah. You can also, I think that's a very good pick again. We're all so far looking at what we've got. The only questionable one is, I would say, Hollow Knight.
In terms of releasing, I agree.
Just releasing, I know the quality with it.
Yeah.
Okay, back to Danny Boy. Dan Steady Game Studio still hasn't gone for the Rocksteady Suicide Squad. No one has. Will it ever get picked? I might have to pick a 15 if no one gets it.
Counterpicked. We get counterpicked. That's the only thing that could happen.
I'm going to take a punt on this one that it comes out for one, but for two, the first two iterations of the game, I think they sat around the 83 to 85 mark on Metacritic, and I'm hoping this one can push a little bit further, maybe 87, 88, get me some really solid points. And that game is Little Nightmares 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. I really like Little Nightmares 2.
Little Nightmares 3. They've shown off a lot of gameplay. So to me, it looks like it's coming this year from all accounts. It looks creepy. It's co-op. Yeah, hopefully. Fingers crossed it comes out.
I like it.
It is slated for this year on all their official channels, obviously with that big push of co-op. First time ever. So will that affect the horror elements or will that heighten them? We'll have to see.
It probably will affect it a little way, but they might do horror in a different way because there's not like really many cutscenes you're waiting on.
Well, also you can play with an AI, so not mandatory.
Yeah, and maybe they'll do things where they separate you and there's that, like they can bring those horror elements in that way where you think you're safe because you're with your friend and then you get split up somehow and then you've got to make your way back together.
Yeah, and it always lent itself to co-op and they never did it. So it just makes sense.
Because it reminds me a lot of Limbo, the way that you're moving along the puzzles and that sort of thing in there. And the other one it reminds me of is Unravel, and that ended up having a co-op mode. And as much as Unravel wasn't horror, the gameplay should still stick. It might just be the horror elements they need to. I
wonder if we'll ever see an Unravel 3. That was a very nice little game.
It was nice, wasn't it? I liked the first one. I didn't get a chance to play the second one. It was nice and wholesome. Yeah,
I think I platted the first one. Did you plat the first one?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
All right.
A bit of a pain because I'm pretty sure you had to get through without dying, which was a bit awkward.
Yes, you did. Every level. Vike, we've given you enough time. We've stalled enough. Two picks.
Well, allow me to stall with my conversation even more as I scramble to...
No, how about we don't?
So I'm going to pick two games. We're getting into the... Well, I feel like we're getting into the speculatory stage of of the draft, where now we're picking things that are might not be coming out this year. And the decision I have to think about is, do I pick games that are definitely coming out this year that have a set release date that might not score that well, or do I go for glory and pick the games that are going to probably do pretty well?
Go for glory.
This one's a punt because
either way, you're still in the lead. If you lose this year, you're still winning.
I'm going for the win, mate. I'm going for the win.
You're winning. You've won two. I've won one. Jordan's the one that's got everything to lose.
Mm-hmm. So
he's looking strong, though. Looking strong.
The game I'm going to pick, and I think the gameplay looks pretty interesting to me. But it's not a traditional game they've made. So Banishers Ghost of New Eden.
The Don't Nod game.
That's a risk. That's the first.
It is a risk.
Risky one. But you've got to risk it to get a biscuit.
It is. The reason why is obviously Don't Nod are not used to making these sort of third-person action role-playing games. But I am hoping it has some sort of a guerrilla effect, you know, from going from something like Killzone to, you know, Horizon, and it paying off in a complete change of genre. So from the gameplay, it looks really interesting. There's a bit of variety there, and there is that consequence of choice and that sort of thing. So you still got those elements, those Don't Nod elements. So I'm hoping it's a meld of everything, you know, and it actually works really well together as a good package. So this is probably one of my first punts, but you know what? You got to go big.
I like the look of the trailer, and then I looked at the comments, and it didn't they didn't share the same
love. People didn't share the same sentiment for it, but, you know, who knows? All right. So
that's number one.
My next. Yeah, that is game number one. So I'm thinking of what to do for the next game. Oh, by the way, Dad, with counterpick, can we start picking the counterpick now, or do we have to?
It's at the end.
I suppose.
It's at the end.
Okay, so we have to wait till the end. The game I was going to pick is ineligible. Damn it.
Yeah, that's a pain.
It is a pain. I was going to pick Star Wars Dark Forces Remaster because the Dark Forces games are phenomenal, but makes sense that it's a remaster. All right, so I'm going to pick a game that is, I guess, the original was very well received as a fan favorite. The question is, will it come out this year or will it not? And that is Visions of Mana. So
I don't know this one.
Good yeah, one. So the original, it's what, Secrets of Mana, was it? So that was JRPG or Secret of Mana, I should say. And yeah, that game was very, I guess, critically well received. It was a fan favorite. A lot of people loved it. So I think it came out in 1993. Like, it was a very old one. So just to see a full update and, you know, I guess a full sort of remake of it. A full sequel, I should say. And yeah, if you look at the gameplay, it's very... Dan, correct me if I'm wrong, but it looks very like almost Kingdom Hearts, like in its sort of art style. But I think the sentiment is people are very excited. You know, Square have done such a good job. So it looks like it's quite faithful, and it looks like it's coming out in 2024. Now, this is one where, yeah, I am a bit unsure whether it'll come out this year, but once again, just got to give it a whirl.
Yeah. Well, definitely looks like a Square Enix game.
It does.
This is that was a very emotional trailer for many because they've been waiting so long and they thought it was, you know, all hope was lost. And then you get that beacon of light. Also, guys, just to let you know that you can pick sports games this year. So all those games are eligible as well. DLCs are eligible. Remasters are. So
pick a sports game so we can counterpick it basically.
Yeah, if you want to go NBA, I mean, I wouldn't, but you can if you want because that's a sure bet. It's coming out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw before, like, is the Formula Ones, are they normally on there?
No, this year they are. They're usually pretty good scorers. Oh, okay.
So. I didn't think that was odd that they were there, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
This is the first year.
I don't see 2K in there.
You got to pick Untitled NBA or just type in NBA.
Yeah.
Because it probably hasn't been announced yet.
Yeah, it's not announced. So if you type in Untitled, it'll show you a bunch of
games like Black Panther and Captain America and Wonder Woman and this and that.
Yeah.
All right, so Danny Boy is up next, and I am going to draft Hellblade 2.
Oh.
Big moves.
Hellblade 2. It's Xbox's year. It's finally time to bring it back. Come on, and come on, Xbox. Yes, I do realize I'm saying that on a PS5 podcast. Come on, Xbox. Bring it. Bring the fight. Hellblade 2, game of the year. Come on. I want to see it happen. Big score, 90. Hellblade 2. All right, who's up next?
It is me. It's come round to me again. My speculatory pick I'm going to go for is one that's on my T-shirt, boys. It's Hades. I'm going to go with Hades 2.
I love it.
You got a Hades tee?
Yeah, it's Disney Hades, not video game Hades.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Hades 2 will be an Xbox game?
No, I don't believe so.
Have I made that up?
Hades 1 came out on PlayStation.
Yeah.
What am I thinking of? I've lost the plot. I'm thinking of something anyway. It'll come to me.
Yeah, there is a game that the second one is going to come out on it, and I can't think of what it is.
Is it Silksong?
No, I think that's still coming out on everything as well.
Maybe I'm thinking of Hellblade anyway.
Yeah, you know what? It might be Hellblade. Yeah, because Silksong's coming out on everything. So yeah, I think it is Hellblade you're thinking of. Yeah, so I'm going to roll with that.
Is there a chance? What's the chance it comes out this year? When did it come out, the first one?
The first one came out in 2019.
Oh, that's
where it gets
that's a bit of time.
Tricky is that it does have early access.
That counts this year.
But my point is it going to come out in early access, be a bit of a bomb? Like, let's pretend it came out in June on early access, gets reviewed, and I get scored on it then. Whereas if it came out full release in December, where it's more complete and everything, is it going to get better scores? That's where I'm sort of questioning it. I think it's a chance we'll at least see the early access part, and I'm going to hope that that gets reviewed and reviewed well.
Mm-hmm.
Not confident.
Well, again, you go Hades 2, it gets an 88-90. You've scored 20, 30 points, or you can throw out some game that's definitely coming out and you get 71, you get 1 point. It's a risk-reward. You've gone for the risk. Good on you.
I've risked it for a biscuit.
Is your second pick going to be risk or is it going to be?
It isn't. I'm going to do another risk, but it's a risk that I'm happy to take.
Okay.
Risk that I'm happy to take. So the one I'm going to take now is I'm going to take Hyperlight Breaker.
Wow.
What's that?
Which is a risk. So this is the sequel to Hyperlight Drifter.
Oh.
And this company also did, so this is another one. It's planned for early access, which I don't know if that hurts me or not. So Heart Machine had another game come out. And I can't think of the name of it.
Solar Ash.
Yes, Solar Ash is the one. And it wasn't quite the best. It wasn't received as warmly as Hyperlight Drifter, but they went for something different. It didn't pan out quite as well. Still got a 77 on Metacritic, which is nothing to sneeze at. Yeah,
and then they're going back to the what worked with a sequel.
Yep, go back to what worked, expand on it, make it better, make it come out in 2024, and everyone's happy, including me.
Honestly, that's what I'd do. Make a hit, use the money, make something different. If that doesn't work, go back to the other one, do a sequel.
Yeah.
Business 101. All right, Dan is up next. And this seems like a very easy pick for me. Warhammer 40K, Space Marine 2.
I contemplated this one. I contemplated it.
And what stopped you?
I'm just not confident it's going to deliver at this stage for this pick because I probably would have picked it. Did you play the original one that this is the sequel to?
No.
It's actually pretty solid. I think it would have been around a 7. Like, I reckon it probably got around the 72 mark.
76. The original one. Yeah.
Yeah, 76. It's actually pretty solid. I don't think I ever actually finished it.
Was it on PS3 or 4?
Yeah, PS3. It was a PS3. So it's a long time this sequel's taken, but they've done so many Warhammer games in between then. Not in this style. They're more of like a There's one that's like a Left 4 Dead style, which is Vermintide, and then there's some strategy ones thrown in there. Anyways, there's the formula there was pretty good because it was a pretty gory action game. Playing as a Space Marine was great. It was a really good power trip because you are so powerful, and there'd be these hordes of enemies that you'd cut down. So the formula's there.
Have you seen the trailer?
The original had a really hype trailer as well, though. And then it turned out to be pretty okay.
I love the atmosphere.
I'm not saying it's a bad pick. I do want to say I was going to take this. I just wasn't going to take it at this early stage.
Yeah. No, it's not a sure bet. You could easily just get an 80 in, you know. But
I honestly, and this is no like slight, if it gets an 80, I'd take that as a win.
Really? So you think it's got more chance of sort of just being another game?
Yeah, because I would love to be proven wrong. In the Warhammer universe, I don't know how much creative freedom, and not that you need to be that creatively free with a Warhammer game. I just don't know how much you can do that's going to get you a really good score. Because like a really solid action game with a solid story, you're only really looking at an 80. I don't know. I would love to be proven wrong, though.
What I'm liking is it's blending the melee with the first with the shooting.
Yeah.
There's blood everywhere. Yep. It's brutal. Yep. The animations are cool. So if you can get 10, 12 hours of that with a decent little story, yeah, I think 80s.
I hope it's 10 to 12 hours. I really do. Give me less. Make it better.
All right. Vikarth, two picks.
So my tactic here is pick one that's coming out and pick one that's a bet. So that's what I'm doing.
Okay.
But I'm going to pick it. I just don't have much faith in it, Dan.
What is it?
Stalker 2. Q1 2024. So
do you want me to be honest or do you want me to...
What?
Well, if you remember, I was high on this game for years.
You were,
and then all of a sudden... Never talked about it again because I saw some previews, some behind the scenes, some gameplay, and I was severely disappointed from what I saw.
That's right, actually.
It was the development was in Ukraine.
Ukraine, yeah.
So they pushed it because of the war and everything. And the first one's obviously very beloved years ago. But the gameplay I saw just didn't do it for me. It just looked very janky and very disappointing showing. But that doesn't mean anything. That's just my opinion.
I'll let Vi go, and then I have an update to that story.
So here's the issue, Dan. I haven't picked it yet. But do I have to? I'm happy to pick it if I'm forced to commit. I looked at the gameplay, it just triggered in my mind that I
think
realized
you have to pick it. I think you have to pick it.
I have to pick it. I do remember seeing the gameplay and was thoroughly underwhelmed. But who knows, Dan?
No,
who
I don't think you have to pick it. If you don't want to pick it, you can back out.
Nah, too late.
I think he does because he said he, like that. I reckon when you say it, that's when your commitment to pick it.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay. I'm happy to cop that on the chin.
Lower than a 70, I don't think. So you're not going to lose points.
The update to that story, Stalker 2 was the one with NFTs. So on the 15th of December, The Verge posted an article saying Stalker 2 is getting NFTs. The 16th of December, the very next day, Stalker 2 will no longer have NFTs after fan outcry.
Well,
yeah. Well, you got it. When I say the Stalker 2 gameplay isn't what I wanted, it's very methodical. It's very slow. It's very...
It's not advanced.
But that's what people, I think, want out of this. I might be wrong, but
it's got a PUBG inventory system.
That's kind of what they might want. So
it's got that PUBG sort of jank. I know that's a weird thing to say, jank for PUBG, but it does have that sort of PUBG jank that makes it a bit of a challenge, bit of somewhat of realism in a way. It's, I can see what
you
the
know
textures
what I mean?
Are.
Daisy
great.
Sort of PUBG sort of that sort of thing.
Daisy, but the dislike to like ratio. Is very low. So.
Well, that's because people weren't expecting that. We were expecting something completely different from the trailers. So they were, the marketing true. Was very, you know.
All right.
Expecting.
The next game I'm going to pick is probably one that is one of my favorites, like in terms of I think it looks phenomenal. It's a game developed by a studio that has never made a game before this. So this is their debut game. And after playing something like God of War Valhalla and Returnal and these sort of eat, sleep, drink, repeat type roguelites, I'm actually quite excited for this game. And that is Pacific Drive. I just think that looks
nice,
really fun. It really tickles that itch. I don't even know if that satisfies the itch, tickles it, whatever it does. But just in terms of that, you know, go as far as you can, upgrade, come back, upgrade. And there's so many upgrades with your car and you can explore this world. So, I mean, look, I don't know if it'll be amazing. It sort of reminds me of the punt we had to take with Kena. I forgot if that was me or someone. I think I picked Kena for my first Fantasy Critic. And, you know, it's a new studio, never done before. And you sort of had to look at what they're doing, what they've done before. And, you know, with the studio behind Kena, they were a Disney animation studio. That's what it was riding on. This one, for me, it's the fact that it's just this really addictive gameplay loop. And it's a simple concept. You know, you've got this object you have to upgrade, which is your car. Everything is based on that. So that means that developers can put as much as they can into an upgrade tree for a car. You know, they're not spreading too thin. It seems very focused, very controlled. It's the world and a car and the everlasting challenges that go around it. It's a simple gameplay loop, and it has that sort of addictive formula to it where you upgrade, repeat. So I don't know. It gives me like that, you know, like how Maneater was a surprise hit? Just sort of gives me something like that. Sorry. And it's coming out 22nd of Feb, so it's definitely coming out. So, you know, we've got that with it to go with it, which is the safety of its release. Dan, you are up.
All right. Has anyone picked Plucky Squire?
No.
Not yet.
Yeah,
Plucky Squire. That was on my watch list.
It could be the It Takes Two of this year. It really could be. Very unique trailer. Not for me. Not a game I'm really looking forward to, but you know, if it comes out, it gets glowing reviews, everyone's loving it, then maybe I'll have to give in and give it a shot. But another Switch game for me. Do I even have a PS5 game on here? It's all Xbox and Switch this year.
That 2D to 3D looks so good.
Doesn't it?
And playing that on a Switch, man.
Very unique concept. Yeah, I like it. I really like it. I think it's pushing the limits of that Switch.
Really creative game.
Very creative.
To the limit.
Infinity Jord. You've got
six left. So I've got three more goes of picking because I picked my two in a row. So I've got a bit of a cosmic theme to these ones.
Cosmic?
These are Concord? Both. No.
I don't even know if that's cosmic.
I don't know. I don't even know who you are. No idea what it is. Anyways, cosmic theme. They're both a bit of a gamble for two separate ways. One is a gamble because I've only heard of this game 5 minutes ago when I saw it on the list and did a little bit of research. And the other one is a gamble because it's not a lock for this year. I'll give you that first one. So my first gamble that I'm going to go with is called Homeworld 3.
Yeah, that is a
now,
gamble.
For those of you like me who didn't know what Homeworld 3 is.
Is it a Russian developer or something?
I don't know the nationality of the developer, but it is basically a massive space
Canadian
strategy simulator.
Say that again, George.
So it's, from what I understand, it's like a massive strategy space simulator type deal. Where you are like a part of this massive ongoing space thing. So I read you the description. It's a real-time strategy video game to be released 8th of March 2024. The Steam description reads like this. Tactical, beautiful, and wholly unique. The game of the award winning, game of the year winning sci-fi RTS returns with Homeworld 3. Assume control and battle through fleet combat in dazzling, fully 3D space while the award-winning story unfolds on a galactic scale. So the previous one in this series came out 20 years ago.
It's super
A while.
Super nerdy.
It seems it.
It is.
Very nerdy. Yeah. So judging from that, the original got like an 84. That was 20 years ago. It's a very, very different world now. However, could do really well. So that's why it's a gamble, and that's why I'm taking it. The next
one's
a gamble.
If you watch the gameplay, though, you'll think there is no way any of us are playing this.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what it reminds me of? What was that massive EVE Online? It reminds me of EVE Online.
Yeah.
Do you remember Rev 3?
Rev 3?
Is that Adam Sessler?
Yeah, with Adam Sessler and Max Schofield was on there.
Yeah, I remember them briefly, yeah.
All them. There was a guy there who was a regular who played EVE Online pretty much religiously. And I remember they did an episode once talking to him about it. And I remember listening and thinking, I cannot believe what I'm hearing. I cannot believe that's real and I want no part of it.
For what? In what way?
It was just like, it was basically like a job. Like you had to log in
because
it was all
Yeah. I get you. Yeah.
Absolutely no part of it. And the second one I'm taking. Yeah. I'm sure it is. Dangerous stuff.
It's like Warcraft.
The next one I'm taking. Oh, I've heard people's stories about Warcraft. And again, it's like a job. And like if you're in a guild and then you can't make it for a certain night, you get booted for someone else, all this sort of stuff. It's a dog eat dog world, I tell you.
Fuck that. I can't do that anymore. I'm happy just playing Rocket League.
Yeah. Oh, are we playing after, by the way? Surely we are.
Yeah. Vike said he's coming on. All right.
Oh, 3v3. Yeah, let's do it. My next pick. I'm taking Star Wars Outlaws.
Nice.
Oh.
I'm not confident in the release date, but I'm confident it's going to get me some points. Because Ubisoft are on a... I'm not going to say they're on a massive roll, but Avatar, pretty solid release. Prince of Persia, extremely solid release. So
I honestly hope it comes out because I'm really excited for it.
Yeah, and there's the people who did Division, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit of a departure from what they're used to.
I know. The characters actually have personality, it looks like.
No, it's the gameplay they showed. I hope it holds up to that.
Looks fun. The only character I can name from The Division is in The Division 1, there's that mission where you go against a firefighter or a previous firefighter and his name's like Joe Farrow or something. And that's the only character I can name. And I remember that there was fire involved.
I just hope it's better optimized than the Star Wars game we got last year, Jedi Survivor. But this is the first Ubisoft game where you've gone, wow, this actually looks pretty AAA. This doesn't look Ubisoft. This kind of looks like someone else.
I think it still looks Ubisoft, but I think it looks Division Ubisoft, which is arguably best Ubisoft.
True. All right, Danny Boy has one pick. I really want to pick Stellar Blade, but... just can't be convinced.
How good does that look?
You just can't be convinced it's coming out. Mm. I just can't put pen to paper. I can't confirm it. Why don't I go with a little indie game I'm very keen for? Give them a
little. Is it Foam Stars?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It's a little horror game set on like an oil rig. It's called Still Wakes the Deep.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, I saw that.
I'll give him some love. I'll give him a list. Pop him on the list.
Give him some love. Message him. Tell him you picked it.
Yeah. I think it looks really good. It's not going to get me 90 points, but, 82, 83. I'll take it. All right, Vikarth.
We're in to the deep end now. And what do we pick? It's all punts from here. So,
well, that wasn't a punt for me. That's coming out this year, mate.
Well, there you go.
That's points on the board.
All right.
What about Wolverine or Ghost 2?
Wolverine. I'm thinking about picking a certain game, but the question is, will it be released this year? Because the studio in question is releasing another game this month or next month. So that other game.
No idea what you're talking about.
Well, yeah, Don't Nod are releasing, obviously, Banishers. And then at the end of the year, they said Lost Records, which is sort of your more traditional Don't Nod style game. And I'm just thinking whether...
Is that like a Life is Strange type of game?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember seeing that. Yeah, it was like high school kids, yeah.
The horror genre has had a renaissance, you know, Resi and Alan Wake. That's
Amnesia.
Now, this game, the original game I played, well, not the original, but I played one of them and it wasn't the best, Dan. But I do see they've gone third person, they've gone over the shoulder, the original was first person, and they're trying to, you can see a bit of a Resi inspiration. And that is Alone in the Dark remake coming at the 20th of March. I played the original Alone in the Dark on the Xbox. It was a weird one. You had to like close your eyes and stuff to see stuff. Anyway, it was a strange one. So, but it's coming out. I think it might do okay. So, you know, in this day and age with the horror genre doing well. Now, my second game. This one is going to be interesting. The reason I'm picking it is because, like Flight Simulator having the 2024 in its title, even though it's sort of unannounced or it hasn't been confirmed. So you're putting it on that. Sports game, EA, NCAA football 2024.
That's not a bad idea, actually.
That's a pretty good pick. I reckon that's a good pick. I reckon it's a good pick that's going to have a lot of goodwill behind it because people have been waiting for a NCAA game for a long time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, NCAA, there are people, yeah, it's a fan favorite. It's very popular in the States. This is the first year where these guys will, because the NCAA, from memory, they now players can accept money and can get paid and sponsorship deals, etc. This will be the first one where your names are going to be, the player names are going to be there. It's going to be, you know, real teams. It's going to be licensed, the likeness of the players. So I think that's huge. I think that's huge. And, you know, it's back in the day when Dan and I would be playing Ricky Ponting 05 with the fake names. I mean, for the Aussies out there, it's a huge meme. But, you know, what a world of difference it would have made. I mean, that game was so much fun, but what a world of difference it would have made had we had the licenses. So I think it's a big thing with just college football and how big it is and the players getting money. It's going to be get a lot of support. And you know what? I kind of have faith in EA to do well. You know, I think Take-Two with 2K have really, really made me realize how good, how much EA is actually good with their non-FIFA titles in terms of their egregiousness in terms of monetization. But I don't know. I hope it does well. I know Madden is obviously quite big. So that's my pick. Those are my two picks. So NCAA and Alone in the Dark. Dan Allen, to you.
All right. I'm going with another one that I picked last year. And again, it could very well not come out this year. It got delayed. The developers said they can't afford to put out a bad game. That's a good sign to me. And everything we've seen about this game has looked absolutely fantastic from art style, graphic design, gameplay, environments. It's called Replaced from Sad Cat Studios. They said the second half of 24 is, but they still haven't given a concrete date. So
that's getting into danger territory there.
It is danger, but if it comes out, I'm looking at 85, 90 points. So I'm taking the punt. At this stage.
In the danger zone.
At this stage of the game, that is worth the punt.
Over to you, Jordan, with four to go.
Over to me. So this is where I'm actually going to take my bigger punts on games because I want to get to them before you guys do. And then with my last two picks, I'm actually going to take some games that I think have snuck under your radars that I'm going to take. You see my thinking there?
Mm.
Just trying to play it a little bit smart. Now, these are, I personally think, two extremely big gambles.
I'll tell you.
Because the
come on.
So then, because the nature of them is so ambiguous, and we've just, it's just a little bit out there.
Okay.
So my first one that I'm taking, I've got to laugh saying it. My first one I'm taking is Machine Games Indiana Jones game.
Ooh.
That's a risk.
Oh, yeah, that's, hey.
If it comes out this year.
They're going to be giving an update next week, I think.
Yeah, and I know it's a risk, but I personally think with my, you know, 12th pick, I'm happy to take it at that.
Mm.
I'm happy to take it at that. I don't think my next pick is as big of a gamble. It's still a gamble, though. And even as I'm saying it, I'm going, surely not. No, nah, there's no way. Oh, no, nah, why not? Hell not. I'm taking Wolverine.
Oh, okay, you've lost the plot now.
Oh, George, what have you done?
Because do you know why?
Well, I would did rather, say 24, didn't they?
Here's my thinking. I'll let you in. Lean in, children. Gather around. Gather around. Here's my thinking. I would rather choose this and it not come out than choose a game I'm less confident about and then lose points on. And then I'd also rather have it for me. So that way, if it does come out, I'm going to get points. And that way, you guys can't get the points for it. Does that make sense? That's my thinking.
Hey, it was slated for this year. And yeah, they want the Venom game out next year. So it makes sense.
Yeah. And they do have two teams. What's the Ratchet team been doing? The push for live service makes me think. And the way that the live service thing has sort of been shuffled around a little bit since Jim Ryan announced his departure. I'm not saying that that had anything to do with it, but there's been a bit of moving and shaking since then. I reckon PlayStation want to show their commitment to single player and to single player story and say, and double down and say, hey, this is what we're about, this. Because at the moment, as far as I'm aware, with the exception of Final Fantasy, which isn't even a first party exclusive, it's just a console exclusive, there's nothing else this year.
If Wolverine comes out though, you have to go, Sony has to go, fuck, without these guys, we're useless. Where's the other developers? What the fuck are they doing? These guys have put out three brilliant games, and these guys, other guys like Naughty Dog have done jack shit except for remakes.
And cancelling.
Cancelling shit. I mean, Jesus. Carrying them on their back and, if they do put
it out. And I hope it makes them, and I hope it makes them realize the reason they haven't put anything out, because we could, I don't think we'd be playing Last of Us 3 right now, but I reckon we'd be getting pretty close to playing Last of Us 3 right now if they hadn't tried to do this factions thing. If they just,
such a shame. Such a
if shame. They'd either just scrapped the multiplayer mode for 2 and left it at that, or just included multiplayer mode, we would probably be gearing up for a Last of Us 3 announcement, especially because of how well the show's doing and the I don't want to say goodwill because there's too many morons out there, but you know, the attention that the show's getting, it'd be perfect. But unfortunately, that's not the case.
Yep. So your picks were Marvel's Wolverine Indiana Jones. Yeah, you did.
Indiana Jones, yeah.
All right. We all know I'm a Call of Duty man.
Mm-hmm. 2024.
This year wasn't a good year for them. Can they bring it
what
back?
What makes you think next year is going
to
be any better?
I don't know, man. I've got no reason to think they're going to do anything. No, it's Treyarch. Treyarch are pretty good. No?
No.
Come on, guys. Help me out. It's a
Cold War.
Cold War was all right. It had some elements they can work on there. So I think they can sneak into the 81, 82.
Oh, that's generous.
I think they can.
That's very generous.
I think they can. That's not
and
that generous.
I reckon you've lost the plot.
Have I? Yeah, maybe. Let's look at the Cold War Metacritic. I'm going to predict 79.
I'm going to say 77.
Vike, what's your prediction?
84.
76 it was, Cold War.
Wow.
Modern Warfare 2.
The only reason I said 84 is because I just thought Call of Duty always rates well. 75, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Okay, I've made a big error here because they've given the Call of Duty Modern Warfare, I thought it was phenomenal, and only got 80.
What do you guys think the original Modern Warfare 2 and Xbox 360
got? Well, that got 94.
Metacritic. Well, 94. There you go. Yeah. Way to ruin the trivia, Dan. The trivia segment of the show. I'm going to guess 94.
Oh, no, 93.
Yeah, look, that's a bad pick. Go, move on before I have an aneurysm.
All right, there's still actually a few goodies here. The question is, will they actually score? The thing is, Helldivers is, you know, that it's first party, I guess, right? Because Arrowhead is owned
It's first party, yeah.
Yeah.
I understand your hesitation with Helldivers because I was going to take it. If it was the same sort of game as the original,
yeah,
I'd be more confident. But because they've broadened the scope of it, it makes me go, there's more chance of this ending badly than it is of it ending well.
Why not go for big points? The next Mario Kart. What have you got to lose? You want to get a 75 and get 5 points, or you can risk it?
Might as well just put Metroid Prime 4, Dan.
Go on. What do you do think? It. To make up Metroid for the Call Prime. Of Duty, put I'm Metroid about to Prime lose.
Fine.
Well,
what WWE 2K24?
Yeah,
could be a smash hit.
I'm going to pick Pal World.
Nice.
This came up on the Summer Games Fest, I think. This is that Pokemon-like shooter. Just don't know if it's coming out this year or not, but that's my first pick, so that's a zero for me. All right, and the next game I'm going to pick, is this my last pick? My last non-counterpick pick, is that right?
No, you got one more after this.
Okay.
Yeah. No, isn't the last one the counterpick?
No, you've got one more and then you got a counterpick.
Okay. This one is also, I don't know if it's going to come out.
If I had a nickel for every time I heard that today, I'd be fucking rich.
Well, I'm gonna do it. And the reason is, you guys are going to laugh when you realize what I've just picked, but I'm going to give you my... I'm going to give you my reasoning. This company, they are really, really good at making DLC. Like, really good at making expansions of DLC. And while their games are critically revered, and while they haven't done well recently, they've always had great DLC. The game they just released that the DLC is on is not a good game, in my opinion. You guys would say otherwise. But I think hearing the critical reviews, this DLC will answer a lot of those problems, and I hope will actually bring out what fans wanted in the first place. So, what are you saying, Jordan?
I just realized what it is.
Starfield Shattered Space.
You're an idiot. There's no other word to say. Then you're an absolute tool.
I just think this will do well. They've always been good at that. So let's see. Let's see what happens. You're up, Dan.
You're a complete idiot. There's no other way to say it.
You're a dunce, a pipsqueak, a donkey.
Danny's going to pick Unicorn Overlord. No idea what it is. I've picked it. That's it.
I don't need to do any research. To add to that.
Yeah, nothing to add. I'm not going to pretend I know a jack shit about it. All right, Jordan, last two.
I'm pulling up my watch list here.
All the Unicorn Overlord fans are going, fuck you, Dan. It's a great game.
I'd like to think they're all talking like Charlie from that. Remember that Unicorn video? Charlie, Dan, why didn't you pick it?
Oh, now I'm looking at it. Right. Shit, this is a great pick. I'm looking good.
My first pick is going to be a game called... I believe it's pronounced Never, but it could be Naver. It could be Neva, but it is N-E-V-A. It is from the team that brought us Gree, which was a cute little indie game.
Okay.
It's about a little girl. She's got a wolf that's got like trees growing out of its head, which looks pretty sick. It's cute. It's charming. Gree was pretty critically well received, so all reason to believe that this would be. And who doesn't like a wolf in the game? I mean, let's be honest. Looks sick. My final pick, because you guys have got one pick each after me, and I've got my final pick to make here. And I'm going to go with points on the board because I've got two. I made two pretty big gambles before. And what I'm going to, I'm going to take Helldivers 2.
Nice.
That's a good one.
February 8th, it's coming out. Points on the board. It's what we need. Rocking with it.
Beautiful. Just because, fuck it. Literally, fuck it. Suicide Squad.
Oh, Dan.
Fuck it.
I appreciate your commitment to kayfabe.
Thanks, man. You got to respect it. I will go down with the ship as the captain. Come on.
We will not. We'll salute you as you sink.
All right.
I reckon you'll get points for this. I reckon you're going to get points for it. I just don't think it'll be many.
I'm tossing up between three games here. That is Skate Story.
Yep.
Shadow of the Ninja Reborn.
Yep.
And the Destiny DLC.
Yeah, Destiny DLC, but only because it's the last one, I feel like they're going to make it's going to be good because it's the last one.
And they delayed it from quite a bit too.
Yeah, and the last one was a dud, so they're not going to make that mistake. You'd think it'd do well. So I would pick that. But also Skate Story will probably do well, probably around the 80. So it's whether you think Destiny 2 will do better than 80.
And it's whether Skate Story will come out this year.
Oh, is that not confirmed?
Well, it says 2024, but
I reckon Destiny would be a lock to come out this year. I wouldn't even question it. That's definitely coming.
The other one, I don't even know what you said. I don't even know it.
Shadow of the
American Ninja Warrior or something.
Shadow of the Ninja Reborn.
Well, if you're going to go Skate Story, you might as well go Angerfoot.
How come?
Angerfoot's definitely coming out, and it looks really good.
But Skate Story looks very unique. It actually has a story to it.
I couldn't guess that.
Angerfoot does look interesting.
Angerfoot looks, it's more gameplay than story, but yeah, it's up to you.
Isn't that the name of the character from God of War? Oh, that was Angerboda.
I'm going to go... Don't think it'll go below 70, so Destiny 2 will give me some points.
Yeah. All right, now how do we do the counter pick?
That brings us to the end.
Make a counter pick bid. I guess, can I...
We'll just bet 100. You just bet 100. So who's up next? Who's up next?
I guess it's Snake.
Dan, you would be next.
No, I was Snake, I guess.
No, well, Vike. Vike's next.
Yeah.
So, Vike, you put in your counter pick.
All right. Well, my the game I want to pick is not there for some strange reason.
Because it's out of the ones we've picked.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, you can't just pick others, mate.
What were you going to pick?
Skull and Bones.
Yeah, no one's dumb enough to pick that. You got to pick one of the ones that we've picked.
Look, as much as me and Jordan were harping on about Suicide Squad, it is Rocksteady.
So you're not willing to bet on it? I guess that you're not willing to put your money where your mouth is. You pathetic mule.
I've done it.
Oh,
Suicide Squad.
Oh, he's put his money where his mouth is.
You're an idiot. Why would you do that? What a flip.
Okay, so you've done that.
So now it's your turn, Dan.
Yeah. Okay, just got to have a quick look here.
I've got mine chosen. I hope you don't pick mine. I haven't, selected it. I've just got it locked in my head.
I'm going to go with Indiana Jones because it's not coming out, so I won't lose anything.
So you just won't lose any. Yeah, that was going to be my question. So you just won't lose any points for that, which isn't a bad
strat. The strategy, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. Not a bad strat. All right, so my one I'm going to pick is, I don't remember who had it, is I'm going to pick, I saw it on there and I was like, oh, I like that. Because I reckon we've actually drafted pretty well this year. As much as I was harping on about Suicide Squad.
I think it's our best year.
Yeah, I reckon Suicide Squad is still going to get points. Not many, but I reckon it'll get one.
Avatar got one. You think it's not going to be better than Avatar?
Yeah, because Avatar
Avatar got you one point.
Avatar was a proven formula, mate.
It is. Ubisoft are a proven 7 out of 10 studio.
We called it before. We called it weeks beforehand. Months even.
All right, what are you picking?
I picked Stalker 2.
Oh. Ooh. There we go.
All right. Did you pick, Jorts?
Stalker.
Yeah, it's a good one.
And that's it, guys. So why don't we read each of ours out? Jordan, read out your 15 games. All right, games.
Coming out from Infinity Jord this year, we have, in order of the way they were picked too, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Rise of the Ronin, Elden Ring Shadow of the Erdtree DLC, Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons Remake, Hollow Knight Silksong, Final Fantasy XIV Dawn Trail, Avowed, Hades 2, Hyper Light Breaker, Homeworld 3, Star Wars Outlaws, the Untitled Machine Games Indiana Jones game, which we think is called like the Full Circle or Quest for the Circle or something like that, Marvel's Wolverine, Never, and Helldivers 2. And my counterpick was Stalker 2.
Dan Steady Game Studios, Persona 3 Reload, Black Myth Wukong, Tekken 8, Microsoft Flight Simulator 24, Paper Mario, The Thousand Year Door Remake, Alan Wake 2, Night Springs DLC, Little Nightmares 3, Hellblade 2, Warhammer 40K Space Marine 2, The Plucky Squire, Still Wakes the Deep, Replaced, COD 24, Unicorn Overlord, and Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League. The counter pick is Indiana Jones. Hoping it doesn't come out for this game. In reality, I want it to come out. Microsoft.
So my games are Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth, Dragon's Dogma 2, Princess Peach Showtime, Metaphor Re Fantasio, Mario vs. Donkey Kong Remake, Grand Blue Fantasy Relink, Banishers, Ghost of New Eden, Visions of Mana, Stalker 2, Pacific Drive, Alone in the Dark, NCAA Football, Pal World, Starfield, Shattered Space, Destiny 2, The Final Shape, with my counterpick being Suicide Squad Kills the Justice
League. This is going to be the first time where you're not going to play any of the games on your list.
I think you are 100% correct, except Starfield, mate. I'm a huge fan, and I can't wait to play 400 hours of traversing.
You might play planet. Pacific Drive.
That'd yeah, be I think the only Pacific one. Drive. Yeah, probably. You're
playing
right.
Like a Dragon. You're not playing Dragon's Dogma. You're not playing Stalker.
I think you're 1,000% right, Dan. In fact, if you look at the games on all of your studios, what games will I play? I really don't see many. So,
what are you going to play this year then?
I think catching up. I really want to play Red Dead, Outer Worlds. There's a few things I want to, you know, nibble at.
Outer Worlds is the game.
Yeah, I was halfway through it, and then you guys were talking about Obsidian. Jordan was talking about it. I'm like, man, that was a great game. I got to finish it.
Games on your backlog, Outer Worlds. Okay. With that being said, guys, thanks for another year of fun and games.
Good luck, GLHF. Forfeit now, donkeys.
Good luck. Farewell. And we'll see you next week.
Later.